USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A rocket ship built by Elon Musk's SpaceX company thundered away from Earth with two Americans on board, ushering in a new era of commercial space travel and putting the U.S. back in the business of launching astronauts into orbit from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade.
Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon, go NASA, go SpaceX, Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
After a smooth 19-hour flight, NASA's Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken docked with the space station.
And now that hard capture is complete, so that's confirmation of those 12 latches to create that airtight seal. Now that's complete, the umbilicals from the station side will interface with the Dragon vehicle umbilicals, and that'll provide power and communications through space station directly to Dragon.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Almost every mid to large-sized U.S. city saw violent protest and rioting for a fifth straight night, and USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New York City stands as one example as police there made over 100 arrests after trash cans and dumpsters were set on fire and around a dozen police vehicles were burned. This peaceful protester there was commending cops for staying on the job despite the dangers they faced and managing to still show restraint.
I can't imagine what it's like to be, especially an officer of color, because for me, I have family that officers of color, and I understand the dilemma.
Officials across the U.S. South are scrambling to adjust their hurricane plans to the coronavirus. More than 70 counties were surveyed, and most of them said that they're still solidifying plans for public hurricane shelters. In Georgia, south of Savannah, Emergency Management Director Ty Popple said evacuations during the pandemic would be a nightmare, worrying about social distancing at shelters and on buses. Hurricane season officially starts Monday, though tropical storms Arthur and Bertha arrived early. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a California church's request to ease restrictions on attendance at worship services in the court's first efforts to balance religious freedom and public health during the pandemic. Chief Justice John Roberts joined the court's four liberals in an unsigned order that denied the church's application for a stay on the statewide restrictions imposed by Governor Gavin Newsom. They currently limit attendance at 25% of capacity or a maximum of 100 people. The mayor of Atlanta, one of dozens of U.S. cities hit by massive protests, has a message for demonstrators. She said if you're out protesting, you probably need to get a COVID test this week. As more beaches, churches, mosques, schools, and businesses reopen worldwide, civil unrest in the United States over repeated racial injustice is raising fears of a new coronavirus outbreak in a country that has more infections and deaths than anywhere else in the world. And it's not just in the U.S. London hosted a large anti-racism protest that certainly violated government social distancing rule. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms warned that there is still a pandemic in America that is killing black and brown people at even higher numbers. Health experts fear that silent carriers of the virus could unwittingly infect others at protests where people are packed cheek to cheek without masks, many chanting and singing and shouting. The virus is dispersed by microscopic droplets in the air when people cough, sneeze, sing, or talk. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.